103.2 Dublin City FM. This is Mental Wealth with Brian Green. Good afternoon. On today's programme, I'm talking about a really interesting idea and project I saw on the internet. I was browsing around Eventbrite and I saw this event, and it just jumped out off the page with colour and just such a fun, beautiful idea. I'm talking with Fran Buckley, and hi Fran.
Hi Brian, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
No problem. I haven't said what it is, so you tell us, what is it all about? What are you doing?
Okay, so we basically created, myself and my colleague Elva, an event last year called Paint Your Bump, and it's for maternal mental health awareness. And basically, we have different events running around Ireland, and we're encouraging mums to be at home to paint their bumps, to basically bring awareness around that your maternal mental health matters.
So is it paint your own bump, or do you go to a kind of a group setting and an artist will paint something on your bump for you?
Yeah, it's a mixture, actually. You can paint your own bump at home using, obviously very important to use, non-toxic, sensitive face paints. Or we have six events at the moment, and you can go and get an artist to paint it, and they're fabulous. The walk from last year is amazing, and it's a real treat, actually. So if you get to one of the events, brilliant. If not, you can do it at home. I actually done my own forced pregnancy bump at home on my own.
Paint Your Bump Day 2018 is on tomorrow, May the 2nd. And yeah. Is this all over Ireland?
It is all over Ireland. I'm delighted that we're national, which is fantastic. We've grown. We had three events last year to having six this year, with possibly another two being added. And they're running from Monday the 30th until Monday the 7th in different venues around Ireland. And they can be found, the event details can be found on the Facebook page or our website.
If there isn't an event near you, you can just paint it yourself and take a photograph, have a photograph taken, and then put it on social media?
Absolutely. And if you don't want, like last year, we had a lot of women paint their bumps at home, and they either sent it in to us anonymously and said, please post this, and or they sent it in and with their name and a little message. And it was fantastic. We actually, a lot of women last year painted the bumps and made it a family event. So if they had other, you know, children in the house, it was kind of, in a way, kind of preparing those children as well for the change. The husbands got involved, and it was lovely. Really, really nice.
And there's no taboo, there's no stigma with getting your bump out and showing it off. It is a wonderful, beautiful thing, and nobody's kind of going, put that thing away.
No. Well, I hope not. I actually am 29 weeks pregnant myself, so I'll be getting my own bump painted. It's a lovely thing, and actually what we're trying to do with this as well is promote positive body image, because we are all different shapes and sizes, but we're all doing, all the ladies coming in, we're growing a little human. And it's about nurturing your body and kind of going, this is great, how amazing are we? And having a little memento as well from your pregnancy.
Can you put a message in your painted bump? Can you write things on it, and, you know, maybe a name or a pet name you might have for the baby to be?
Absolutely. You can do whatever you want, really. It's your idea. Last year we had absolutely fabulous designs. I couldn't get over how it was just amazing, the artwork last year. So if you have an idea for an image or like that, if you want a name or a date of when the baby is due, you just let the artist know and they'll do it. If you're doing it at home, get creative and do it yourself.
Obviously, the painting of the bump and the displaying of the painted bump is a fun thing. There's a small bit of seriousness behind this, the reason why you're doing it.
Yeah. So basically, the reason behind it is to create awareness around maternal mental health. I suppose when I got pregnant on my first child and I had my daughter, I, although found it a really rewarding experience and quite empowering experience to give birth and to become a mum, I realised very quickly that actually there was a huge adjustment, and it was a really, really, really big transition. And at the time, I just was really struck at how, I suppose, the different emotions that I would have gone through, and how I felt the sense of isolation because not many women spoke about it. Plus, I'm a therapist, a psychotherapist, and I then began to see a lot of women. I suppose I was naturally drawn to the area then around maternal mental health after becoming a mum. And I could see a lot of women coming. And the idea out there, I suppose, in society is that it's a transition we easily make that it's a seamless one, that we just transition into a mother, and that isn't the case. So the message really is to dispel this myth that we easily transition into mothers, that it's not without its challenges, it's not without its struggles, and it's about letting, you know, let's start talking about those things, let's start breaking down this sense of isolation that women are feeling. So that's really what our message is about, and it's about creating awareness around your maternal mental health matters. And often I think when we become mums, we tend to put our own needs last. Like, baby comes first, self-care is kind of put at the bottom of the list, and we really want to try and change that, that, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup, you have to take care of yourself, take care of your family.
Is there a feeling that you become pregnant, at some stage during the pregnancy you'll go to mother care, other shops are available, you'll get everything that you need, you'll go to the maternity hospital or have a birth at home, and the baby's born and you're set up and you're ready to go, but life's not that simple. There's more, you know, there's more difficult turns and twists as it all happens.
Absolutely. And you'll read over and over again, you know, different women will say, I bought all the books, I prepared for the labour. There's actually a huge amount of focus on giving birth, and there's a huge amount of energy put into, you know, that process of I have to give birth. But it's, and the other part is, there's also an expectation. Sometimes we have this expectation of what it might look like when we give birth, that when we have our baby, when we get home, we might have this image. But the reality is often very different. And it's then, how do we manage that when the reality is different to what we expected? So, you know, for example, when you go into the maternity hospital, you're given a booklet around postnatal depression, or when you have your baby, your district health nurse will often leave booklets. But I suppose nobody kind of sits down and tells you that, you know, it's quite common for women to feel a sense of loss for their own life, their old life, you know, or that you may experience a sense of loneliness because there's quite a big change. You may have worked full time, may have interacted with your peers daily, and then suddenly you're at home with a baby with this massive sense of responsibility. It's a huge adjustment, it's a really big change. So all of that type of stuff, everyday stuff, isn't really spoken about. And it's those things that can take women, you know, off guard. They're not prepared for that part. And it's, again, coming back to reality, the expectation versus reality.
So you're putting some focus on the things that mightn't be in those guides and booklets. It's the non-clinical, but it is about the baby blues or the just after. And it's for the life you may have had and the adjustments that you're going to make. And what is the solution? Is it to get together with other people and speak about these things?
Well, I suppose for me, like, and again, from seeing clients, I would have seen a lot of women as well that were pregnant, let's say, and they didn't necessarily, some women don't necessarily enjoy the experience of being pregnant. But there's a fear around saying that because, again, and I think a big part of this is around social media has a huge influence on how we feel about things as well. There's a perception out there that being pregnant, everybody loves it. It's a beautiful experience, but not everybody does. Not every woman does. And in pregnancy, if a woman feels like they're not enjoying the experience, you know, it can be quite isolating because they're fearful of being judged if they were to speak out about that. And that can then manifest into something else. So it's about let's start talking about the real experiences of being pregnant, the real experiences of being a mom, the real experiences of motherhood, the lack of sleep and how that can impact. And exactly like all the things, yes, there is, obviously, definitely, there's a huge amount around postnatal depression, but it's a step before that is what we're trying to reach. It's a step before that we're kind of trying to offer women support. And this page is also going to be used going forward as a forum to kind of highlight any events or projects or, say, facilities or services that we become aware of that promote positive maternal mental health. We want to share them, and we want it to be really accessible to women that they can see, you know, that there is support out there if they do find that they are struggling.
I sense that you've identified a gap in the market that nobody was filling, and that you're focusing it with the Paint Your Bump Day. But then if there's research or if there's services, you're going to backfill that throughout the year and make people aware of where those services are available.
Absolutely. It's really important. There are not enough supports for pregnant women or for women who have just had children. And actually right up until, you know, range we're looking at is from basically pregnancy up until your child is four, because they're quite challenging years. So it's exactly as you say, we're literally going to any information we have, and if anybody knows of other facilities, we're going to start sharing them. And we also want to be sharing stuff that's, you know, reachable for women as well, you know, affordable services that's reachable for women. So that's the aim. We're also going to increase, we had only done this once a year, but from this year we're going to increase it now, and we're going to have another load of events in October to link in with Mental Health Week in October. And as we say, we'll be continuing then to update and constantly list services that we feel will support women.
Let's get into tomorrow's events. They're around the country and you've got more this year than you had last year. Where can people engage with this in a group setting?
Yeah, okay. So we have six events on this year. We have three in Dublin. The first one is kicking off in Holistic Nurture in Dublin 15. And that's actually happening on the 30th of April between 7 and 9. It's actually a really lovely event. That's going to be free bum painting. It's a really lovely service. The next one then is in Little Darling's Play Cafe in Santry, which is a fantastic service. If women don't know about it, it's where I've been bringing my daughter actually for the last 2 years. And that's on the 2nd of May, and they're painting bums in there between 10 and 1 p.m. The third one in Dublin is Dublin Body Paint Studio, which I have to say will be a real treat for anybody getting their bum painted in there, because this is what they do. That's their expertise. They're body paint artists.
Full-time.
Full-time, yeah. So it will be, I'm dying to see the pictures from there, actually. I'd imagine they're going to be amazing. We have one in Urban Wellbeing in Galway, and that's on the 2nd of May. And it's 7 to 9 again, free bum painting. We've one on in Letterkenny, New Beginnings Counselling Service, on the 5th of May. That's between 1 and 5. And then the last one then we have is in County Meath in Ballinacree Community Centre. And that's on the 7th of May between 12 and 3.
Can I ask a technical question?
Sure.
What kind of paint should you use if you're doing it yourself? Like, obviously, is a poster paint and non-industrial paints and stuff?
Oh, we have to be really, obviously, very particular about paint. So the paint that we'll be using is called, the brand is called Snazaroo, and it's a non-toxic sensitive paint, which is actually suitable for using on children's face and body. So it's really, really important to you to use a non-toxic sensitive paint.
And is this kind of generally available in art shops and things?
Yeah, you can. You can get them in different arts. You can get them in Debenhams. You can get them down. And I'd imagine you'd probably be able to buy them in most of the art shops. So they're easily accessible.
Where do you see this going? Is it just going to kind of snowball and get bigger and bigger and bigger each year?
That's our plan. That's what we hope. Like, we started it last year. Both myself and Elva are two therapists. We started it, we're volunteering. So it's literally, we were doing it last year in our spare time. This year, we're the same, but it's actually grown. So our aim, I suppose, the big difference is that this is going to continue now. We're going to start to use our social media accounts as a forum, as I said, to list services that we believe will support positive maternal mental health. We're going to run another set of events in October. And we're kind of really, I suppose this is a learning as we go as well. So we're listening to women as well and what they need and what can work. And to be honest, it's fantastic, because the more people that are contacting us about events, they're amazing. You know, they're either mums or people that work in supporting women through pregnancy or birth or beyond. So that's opening up different avenues, and it kind of, from that, we're growing. So there's a lot of new stuff I hope to come in the next year anyway.
If you've just stumbled across this on the radio and you want to know where to go to check out more details, where can people go?
Okay, so we're on Facebook, and it's Paint Your Bump Day on Facebook. And then our website, if you're not on Facebook, is www.paintyourbumpday.wordpress.com.
That's absolutely brilliant. The very best of luck with the day and, of course, the whole week and all the events. And maybe we'll check back in with you during Mental Health Week in October to see what other things you are doing.
Great. No, that sounds amazing. And thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks, Fran.
Thank you.
Fran Brookley of Paint Your Bump Day. It's going to be amazing. If you've just tuned in, you're with Mental Wealth on Dublin City FM. If you want to get in touch with the programme, email mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. Happy May Day to all our listeners. It is May the 1st, and this morning at 10 o'clock, a new radio station began, and it's all about mental health. So I thought I'd share it with you here, and it's called Shining Bright Radio. It's brand new. It's on its first day of broadcasting on the internet only, and this is what they sound like. Here's a familiar voice.
You're listening to Shining Bright Radio, a radio station that's been built for tomorrow, that'll be democratic and free, and we want you to be involved. Get in touch, join at shiningbrightradio.com. Tell us what you want this radio station to be. We want it to be about peace, love, harmony, inspiration and growth. What you want to do on Shining Bright Radio. Join at shiningbrightradio.com is the email address to get in touch with. We look forward to hearing from you, and thanks for listening to Shining Bright Radio.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion's starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. When the planes hit the Twin Towers, as far as I know, none of the phone calls from the people on board were messages of hate or revenge. They were all messages of love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
It's one small step for man.
So we decided the thing we had in common was love, and from love came peace. So we decided to work for world peace.
And how do you do that?
We do it by the advertising method. We believe that today's society, advertising is the thing politicians use and commercial companies use. The Beatles used it. John and Yoko should use it. Our product is peace.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream.
The Beggar and the Guru by Paulo Coelho. A baker wanted to get to know a great guru in his town a little better, so he invited him to dinner. The day before, the guru went to the bakery disguised as a beggar, picked a bread roll off the display and began to eat it. The baker saw this and tossed him out into the street. The following day, the guru and a disciple went to the baker's house and were treated to a splendid banquet. In the middle of the meal, the disciple asked, "How does one tell a good man from a bad man?" "Just look at this baker. He is capable of spending 10 gold pieces on a banquet. Because I am famous, but is incapable of giving a piece of bread to feed a hungry beggar."
The sound of Shining Bright Radio, which you can pick up at shiningbrightradio.com. On next week's programme, I will have a very special guest. Mary Kniff is an Irish singer-songwriter of deeply personal, revealing and insightful stories of love, life and beautiful truths. Hers is a powerful voice providing a deeper understanding and realisation of our potential as human beings gained from taking her own spiritual journey. Her songs incorporate themes of love, adventure, magic, nature, the beauty of human relationships, the sadness that comes from loss, and the power of words. Her new album is called Love Madness, and we'll be talking to Marie Kniff right here on Mental Wealth next week. Let's have a listen to the first track from her latest album.
Something else. Without you, I'm nothing. And with you, we are something else. You are part of my story, though I try to resist. We've been apart for so long.
And that's something else. It is something else. That's the title of the track from Marie Kniff, and it's from the album Love Madness. Marie Kniff will be here on Mental Wealth on Dublin City FM next Tuesday at 12:30. Some dates for your diary. Tonight in the Royal Irish Academy of Music, 38 Westland Row, there's an event called The Emerging Role of Music in Dementia Care, The Power of Connection. It's by the Kids Classics CLG. Tickets are €10 and it looks like it's an excellent event if you're interested in that. The Emerging Role of Music in Dementia Care, The Power of Connection, tonight at 6:30 in Westland Row. Tickets on Eventbrite. In case you weren't listening to the programme earlier, it's Paint Your Bump Day tomorrow. All the details, facebook.com/paintyourbumpday. It's May Day. It's May, so that means it's Green Ribbon Month on Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the Mansion House. Sea Change are having the launch of Green Ribbon 2018. It's back for another month, and you can dig out from the bottom of your drawer your little green ribbon if you haven't been wearing it all year and wear it again. Last May, I caught up with the director of Sea Change, John Saunders, and had a chat about Sea Change, which was then in its fifth year.
How has the 5 years been?
It's been amazing. Green Ribbon started off as a small idea, like everything started off a very small idea. And we said, look, other organizations, other groups have shown and used ribbons to demonstrate a point. And we, of course, we stole the great idea from Pink Ribbon, which was developed for breast cancer, which is now synonymous the world over with breast cancer. I said, why can't we do it for mental health? So we developed the Green Ribbon, Ireland, green, positive. And we started out with a very small collection of green ribbons back in 2010. We handed them out in supermarkets, on the street, and so on and so on. And the idea was just to give people some sort of symbolism, to allow them the license or the opportunity to talk about mental health and mental well-being and the stigma around mental illness particularly, which is the issue that Sea Change is trying to tackle in Ireland. So it's grown since 2010. This year, just finished, during the month of May, we gave away 500,000 green ribbons. And in fact, the bad news is that we ran out of the ribbons in the middle of the month, and that the good news is that we got them out there, and we were able to get people to wear them. And every day now we see people wearing green ribbons, and there's been huge conversations going on social media and Twitter and Facebook and so on. And it's taken off in a way that we didn't expect.
You said there you gave them away. And I'm not thinking that it's significant that you're not making money out of it, but is it kind of good that there's no transaction of money and it's about the message and it's not mixed up with fundraising?
Yeah, actually, and we made that decision from day one that we weren't going to sell them. I suppose we could sell them, but we weren't going to do that. Other people sell symbols to raise much needed money for their organisation. We managed to get this funded, and so we don't need to worry about the money side of it. And I think there is something nice about the fact that we are giving it away and we're not asking anything of anybody except to wear it. And to wear it means that you are open to talking about and listening to stories around mental ill health. So for us, it's freedom from all points of view, and money is not the issue in terms of the transaction. Funny stories, though, that I have met people in the early years on the streets or in supermarkets who insisted on sticking a fiver into the box. But, you could argue with them all day, but, they gave us a fiver, and we appreciated that.
John Saunders of Sea Change Ireland, and May means it's Green Ribbon Month, so get your green ribbon out and wear it for the whole month. This is Mental Wealth with Brian Green. Do get in touch. We're on email, mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. And if you've got anything for the programme for inclusion, do consider us. Send us an email. And we're back next Tuesday at 12:30, where we'll be talking with Mary Kniff, the singer-songwriter. And I look forward to that. I hope you'll join us, and have a great week. Stay safe. Take care. Bye-bye.